So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath in and then retain the breath. And now exhale. Now once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. And again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And now exhale. Okay, good. Now, float back to childhood. You find yourself between the ages of 1 and 5 years old, in a perfect place to grow up, totally safe. Now go ahead and imagine that place. The visuals. What your safe place sounds like. Even what your safe place smells like. And now notice with total clarity the visual, the olfactory, the auditory, all reinforce the sense of safety and help you settle. That's right. Okay, good. Now have the perfect nurturers come to you. Now notice how safe you feel. There's this really sweet and friendly interest that they have in you that's totally trustworthy. Feeling into that. And now notice how the shoulders drop 0.5 centimeter. But maybe the belly, it's a little bit more lax. And that there is a relief felt throughout the whole body. That's right. Okay. Good. And now, really notice for a moment, what's it like to be attuned with, to have the perfect nurturer so sweetly interested in you? Really letting this attunement and this very sweet, friendly attention touch you kind of deeply. Okay, good. And now we're going to work on shame. So now bring to mind something about yourself. This can be some sort of quality of yours, physical quality, emotional, mental quality. It can, you know, a character trait. It could be something that you've done that you're not happy about. So bring that to mind. And kind of let the cringe just be there. So there it is. Here's this thing you don't like about yourself. And also really let it make you upset. Actually get upset about it. And now, have the perfect nurturers come to you. And now notice how there's a part of you that might expect to be rejected for this negative quality of yours, this bad behavior of yours. You can even, if you like, express that to the perfect nurturers. Oh, I think there's something wrong with me. Oh, maybe there's a part of me that doesn't even feel deserving of love. And now they see that. And that they don't believe that whatsoever. And they see your what you understand as shame as just normal. And they primarily respond to this just as upset. You're just upset. There's just suffering. And when they see you suffering, they sweetly lean in, tilt the head, they attune to you. They see that upset and they want to physically soothe you, comfort you in just the right way. So now go ahead and have them do that while you give voice and explain whatever it is that you're upset about, whatever it is that whatever this source of suffering or source of shame is. Go ahead and explain that to the perfect nurturers. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And now, go ahead and see, they would never reject you because of this. And, you know, it's okay to have personality flaws, or it's okay to have done something bad, something wrong, something you regret. Everybody makes mistakes. And now see with complete clarity, it would never reject you because of this. Really see that and feel into that fact. That's right. And now they soothe you, comfort you just the right way around this. And you can tell that they really just want you to feel better and move through this. But they're not goading you along or rushing you. They understand it's a process and they're just so patient. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Now keep giving voice to whatever feels unfinished about this. That's right. They totally get it. Keep going. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear to start feeling better about this, to start letting this go. Go ahead and have them tell you that now. That's right. Now you can really take that in. Good. Good. Make a deep impression of what they're saying. Really register this with the whole body and mind. Okay, good. And now, given all this care, given the unconditional acceptance, you really are starting to feel better. That's right. And now they see that. This is really important. They see that you're feeling better. That brings up great happiness in them. Now really feel into that. They are so happy that you're feeling better. And now feel into how this happiness that you both feel, that this is a shared experience, that this draws you and the perfect nurturers closer. This reinforces a sense of belonging and even a sense of family. Now really feel into that now. That's right. I'll make a deep impression of this. Okay. Good. Good. And now I'll count from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.